In a time where everything had been invented, abundance came into style. Plentitude reigned in nature, in culture, in technology, and in science, and everything was there for the taking. It was only important that people had enough energy and that it was available on demand. Budgeting one's energy was the art of that era. And so, a company named Premotors came up with the idea of producing little motors with intelligent control systems. They were designed for the general public and were simple enough for anyone to use. Premotors had realized that energy transmission had to be optimized in every field, and that the findings of a variety of research areas could be applied to human life functions. The firm operated inconspicuously, and thus no one knew about the location of its headquarters, the identity of its owner, its legal form, or the number of people it employed. What everyone was interested in was the new product that could provide the energy and drive necessary for life. Soon, the entire world was talking about the innovative Premotors, which could be implanted into any human being and which apparently could keep any and every body part from wearing out. Malignant cells would no longer spread, and the flame of life would never be extinguished. "Premotors goes Prometheus," was the slogan of the day. The appearance and form of the little magic devices was a subject of continual speculation, and yet no one who had received one of the implants could say anything about it. One day, the following occurred. To get his hands on a Premotor, a young man named Lux killed his grandfather. It was not avarice that drove him to the act, rather, his inability to sit still and watch when a device was implanted into the feeble elderly man, even though he was no longer able to hold his water or to raise a spoon to his lips, and he trembled continually, although he would only tremble on forever and remain enfeebled, a Premotor had been prescribed. He had agreed to the operation since he trusted his doctors. The doctors, in turn, trusted technology. They wanted to help. That was what they had learned. To help. Be that as it may, the trembler was not able to let go of himself, of his here and now, to which he was chained as if to an invisible millstone, every day, every minute, every second. And thus, he had asked his grandson to release him from his earthly eternity. Initially, this occurrence received the attention of only a few. With time, however, more and more people began to raise the question of whether the Premotors were a blessing or a curse. Everyone could decide for himself whether or not he wanted to use a Premotor. But once the decision had been made, it could not be reversed. Premotorized people were forever faced with a future. They experienced a never-ending present, and they were accumulating a past that stretched back farther and farther. The premotorized lived forever. The others didn't. Thus, the Premotor debate gave rise to a new morality, a morality of release in the face of eternity. With time, a group of doubters formed, and they wanted to know who was behind the opaque facade of the company. And so it came to pass that Lux, the young man who had released his grandfather, followed a premotorized woman as she went into a building. Lux could hear how someone was examining the woman. After a short while, the woman left the building and went to the park, where a number of elderly people were sitting. She sat down among them, but took no notice of the group, even though they greeted her with friendly words. Lux understood that the woman's body functioned perfectly thanks to the Premotor, but that she no longer comprehended anything. She was of this world, and yet she no longer belonged in it. Apparently, the Premotors could imitate human movement, but not the vivacity of a healthy spirit and mind. That night, Lux snuck into the building and discovered that it housed a business that issued so-called life licenses. Behind the enterprise was a businessman who marketed the licenses through a corporation, which had bought up the idea, Premotors Goes Prometheus. The production of the Premotors was an aspect of the life licenses. As he read this, someone grabbed him suddenly from behind, causing a number of documents to fall to the floor. Euthanasist! Shouted a derisive voice. Lux was starting to turn around when he felt a stab in his back. Now, you will live forever, was the last thing he heard as he sunk to the floor. A breeze caressed his hair as he came back to his senses. Lux was in the park. Now he was premotorized. Live for life's sake, the earth remarked scornfully under his feet. No one will die for you. Unending existence, whispered the wind. Welcome to eternity, sneered the heavens above.